You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
Picasso. Practice, practice, practice. This famous advice focuses on helping children get really good at what they love to do. Do you want to be a pro baseball player, or a dancer, or an artist? Then practice every day. This is true for any dream job. It takes thousands of hours of practice to get really good at something. But what if you're interested in trying everything, or you're inventive and want to change things up? That's what the artist Pablo Picasso was like, and he achieved at the highest level possible. Although he practiced many different things, he had one area of focus: art. Pablo Picasso was born in Spain near the end of the 19th century. His father was an art teacher, so that gave him an early advantage. Hours of drawing practice started very young. As he grew, he studied art, but he didn't really like school. Like many artists, he spent time in Paris to learn. As he learned, his art changed. He focused on a specific style of color. Later, people who studied his art would name these focus time periods. For example, his blue period was first. The blue in his paintings reflected his sadness at that time. Then, his time in Paris brought him new colors. That was his rose period. These examples were early in his 70-year career. They are not, however, considered Pablo Picasso's greatest contribution to art. Cubism is an art style that he helped create. It is two-dimensional and doesn't look like real life. Usually, the style takes a real idea and divides it into shapes to shuffle them around a bit. An eye might not be where an eye should be, but it's still clear that it's a face. Inventing this new style was an important part of Picasso's career. He wanted to try everything and change art too. So he also sculpted, did ceramics, and designed costumes and sets for ballets. It was his paintings, however, that made him rich and famous during his lifetime. That is unusual for an artist. Picasso's practice included everything that interested him. He got really good at all of it, and he certainly changed art along the way.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!